One phone call to Iowa this afternoon, and a conversation with two businessmen, both trying to compete in a tough overseas market. We'll hear from Toby Schein, but first from Kendig Neen, who wasn't at all surprised by today's unemployment numbers.
The strength of the U.S. dollar and the problems that we're having in export right now were bound to have an effect on employment, and we're just seeing it ring in now from what we knew was coming.
Tell me about your company, please, the Al John Company.
Al John Incorporated is a small manufacturer located in Ottumwa, Iowa. We employ about 100 people. We build car crushers and scrap metal balers and large 100, 125,000-pound landfill compactors.
That's big stuff.
Yes, sir, it is.
Would you send a car crusher overseas?
Yes, we do and have.
And how is your export business doing?
Our export business in the scrap industry has come to a virtual halt.
Now, when you say it's come to a halt, what's been that factor? What's going on?
We're in kind of a catch-22 position, if you will, in the scrap market. The first thing that hit us was because of the strength of the U.S. dollar, we're not being able to sell our equipment overseas right now currently because of the strength of the U.S. dollar and some rather high tariffs. But neither are we able to sell this equipment domestically because of the effect that it's had of materials being imported into the country. And that's the catch-22 that I'm speaking of.
Explain that just a bit more. Materials are coming in cheaper than they used to, so there's no real reason to be processing scrap metal?
Well, the U.S. has always been an exporter of scrap. And because of the strength of the dollar right now, they can bring scrap into the country at a very cheap rate. And steel companies domestically have cut their production down to, I think, around 72% right now. And so when you have a decrease in production because of loss of market share and increase in importation of the scrap materials, they don't have much market share left over for domestic scrap.
So what does that do for your manufacturing? Have you had to lay people off?
Fortunately, we have not had to lay people off, largely because of the large amount of monies that we've invested in research and development in our landfill compactor line. We've been steadily gaining market share against Caterpillar and BOMAG and other manufacturers. And as a result, we have not had to lay people off. But what it has done is cut heavily into our profits on our overseas sales, which has resulted in us not being able to hire at the rate that we had forecast at this point, nor being able to do the expansion plans that we had hoped to have implemented by now.
Mr. Neen, thank you. I understand that you have a friend there who also has a business in Iowa, Toby Schein. Could we speak with him, please?
Sure can. I'll put him on right now.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Schein. It's Noah Adams at NPR. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Tell me where your company is and the name of it, please.
Name of our company is Schein Bros. Corp. It's a old family scrap business started in 1902 in Spencer, Iowa.
Schein Brothers in Spencer, Iowa.
Right.
So what's going on in terms of the economy for you folks?
Oh, pretty well a disaster. We've watched 22 or 23 steel mills go either Chapter 11 or Chapter 7. Unheard of.
You mean in Iowa?
In Illinois, Sterling, Northwestern Steel and Wire in Sterling, Illinois. The old Armco plant in Kansas City went out.
How many employees do you have?
We run about 100 employees at Spencer.
And you've had to lay off some?
We are, between nutrition, we've laid off a few. We've cut from a 55-hour work week down to nothing over a 40. And we've laid off, probably 6 or 7 people. But what we haven't done is probably replaced 10 or 12 at this point.
And can you see a brighter side of this somewhere out 6 months or another year?
Eventually it'll get brighter. The only thing that I can see that could possibly help this thing at this point is the softening of our dollar. Our dollar is so strong that it's just killing us all over. Never thought I'd ever say that. I didn't like a strong dollar, but I don't think any of us do today.
Toby Schein of Schein Brothers. We also spoke with Kendig Neen of Al John Corporation. Both men talk with us from Iowa City.